for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2011 July Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Monday afternoon, July the 4th, 2011. Jerry McGee is the speaker of this service, teaching on Why Life Doesn't Go Well. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
And then one day, a pastor said this, and it changed my life. He said, if you confess your sins and you're truly repentant, God forgets. He separates your sin as far as the east is from the west, and He remembers it no more. And if you are truly repentant and you truly tell God you're sorry, and that thought keeps coming back to torment you, then that's the devil bringing it up. It's not the Lord. And that set me free. And now I just confess my sins as I go out the day. The minute I sin, I feel convicted and I get it right then. Don't let sin pile up on you. Keep getting it off through repentance. If you confess your sin, God is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Okay, the next one, Don. Or, if you grew up in a satanic family, they teach you to punish yourself. You might eat human feces. You might burn yourself with an iron. You might cut your hair. You do whatever you can to punish yourself. And see, that's still rebellion. And see, the lies that we believe about our mothers and fathers keep us from the potter's wheel, where the potter can cause us to fulfill our destiny. Okay, and I believe the pit, if we're wise, gets us on the potter's wheel. Amen? Okay, the next one. Or God starts cutting on you, no way. I don't want to be a common old plate. I want to be an expensive vase, or vase, or however you say that. I don't like what God's doing. I used to do a seminar, and this girl would say, Lord, we'd have a confession. She'd say, Lord, forgive me for zipping off the potter's wheel. Okay, the next one. Or I'm out of here. And a girl that used to be in our ministry that came out of Satanism, she's the one that said, wherever you go, you got to take yourself. And that's true, because your reaping will follow you. I don't care who you are, who you're with. If you're sitting out on a, if you're on a desert, if you're on a an island all by yourself, the birds will be pushing your buttons because your reaping will follow you. So it's not the turkey you live with. It's not your mother, your father, but it's you, O Lord, in the need of prayer. Okay, the next one, I believe that's it. Okay, why don't you stand up? Are you a fainter? Where are the areas that you've not honored your mother and father? Oh, let me tell you how to forgive. How many of you have said, I forgive so-and-so, and a week later, 2 weeks later, a month later, am I doing something wrong? Are you trying to get my attention? Okay. You say, I forgive. It's a choice. It's not an emotion. You say, I forgive, and an hour later, 2 weeks later, a month later, a year later, you're still going, rah, 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 rah. You're still arguing with them in your head. How many of you have done that? We all have. And it won't go away. You said, I said the words, but it won't go away. It won't go away because it's a childhood issue that you have to deal with. Jesus said you have to forgive from the heart. And the heart is where things have been planted down in your heart. And you know, some of you, there might have been things happened to you. You don't know what happened to you, but the Lord will show you what happened to you. And then there's other times people would say, Jerry, forgive me for something I said. And I say, what did you say? They say, well, you know, yesterday when I did this or that. And I say, no, I remember. You see, that's not a heart issue. The heart issues go back to childhood. If you say, I forgive, if you say, I forgive Greg, and it doesn't keep coming back, then it's not a heart issue. But if you say, I forgive Greg, and you're still arguing with him in your head 2 weeks later or later, and he still rains on your parade, you need to go back to Mother, Father. The Lord showed me this one day when I went out to lunch, and I said this with some of you, but it's a great lesson. And I got in a disagreement with a girl I went out to lunch with. And she said she was sorry, and I said I was sorry. And the next day I was still arguing with her in my head. I said, Lord, she said she was sorry. And I said, I was sorry. Why can't I get over this? And the Lord said, she's reminding you of unresolved issues you have with your own mother. And I said, well, Lord, I don't know what to forgive my mother for. And the Lord said, forgive your mother for everything you don't like about her. So I said, I forgive her for a sharp tongue. I forgive her for negativity. I forgive her, give her. And it was over. You see, that was a heart issue. And God was using her to mirror what I had long forgotten about my own mother. Okay, Lord, search my heart and test my thoughts. And Holy Spirit of truth, I ask you to show me areas that I have dishonored my mother and father. I ask for the truth, Lord, that sets me free. I ask you, Holy Spirit, to show me the negative things in my life and help me trace it to the seed that was planted in my spiritual garden. I choose to forgive my mother and father, and I ask you, Holy Spirit, to show me every negative thing about my mother and father that I have not forgiven. Now, I don't want you to say I generally forgive them. I want you to say I forgive my daddy for being a couch potato or whatever. I forgive my daddy for being an alcoholic. I forgive my daddy for abandoning me. I forgive my parents for their sharp, critical tongue. I forgive them for calling me names. I forgive them for putting me down. I forgive them for letting Big Brother pick on me. I forgive them for not protecting me or whatever. So, Lord, search my heart and show me every negative thing that I need to forgive my mother and father for. And, Lord, show me where my life is not going well. Wherever it's not going well is something you need to verbally forgive your mother and father for. And ask God to forgive you for not honoring them and not forgiving them by sundown. Lord, forgive me for idolatry. Forgive me for dishonoring my mother and father in all the areas you've shown me. I truly do forgive them for all the things you've shown me. I forgive them for training me up in the way I should not go. I forgive them for provoking me to anger through not bringing me up according to your word. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I've been a fainter. I've given up, quit, bailed out, wanted to bail out, fainted. Father, I ask you to forgive me for believing a lie that you're just like my mother and father. I forgive my father and mother for abandoning me, not being there. I forgive them that I had to be the mommy, the daddy. I forgive them for not loving me. Lord, you said the glory of children is their fathers. I forgive my father for not being my glory. Lord, I've been picked on my whole life because I had no father. I had no glory. You know, the glory means there's like a nimbus or an aura around your head if you have an earthly father. Now, I'm not talking about you can have a great adopted father that loves you so much, but if you don't, your birth father is the one that gives the glory. And if you have your father's glory, there's like an aura around your head. And when the powers of darkness see it, like our brother Berkey here, he said his daddy was his greatest helper. You see, you had your father's glory. But most people don't have that. Most people don't have their Father's glory. And the powers of darkness in the spirit realm can see if you have glory on your Father's glory. They say, you better leave this person alone. You better leave Brother Benoit alone because he's got his Father's glory. He's got a Father that gives him glory. But if a child does not have his Father's glory, if the Father violated all the principles of the Father, he didn't have it, the powers of darkness say you can pick on him or her because she didn't have a Father. Well, the Heavenly Father, your Heavenly Father is the greatest glory anybody could have. And if you're walking uprightly and you're walking in the Spirit and you're having your submitted to His Lordship, you can have God's glory, which is the greatest glory anybody could have. And the powers of darkness will know they have to lay off you. They can't touch you. They can't make a victim out of you anymore. And, you know, I had an earthly father that covered me, but my dad was kicked out of the house when he was 15 years old, 16 years old, was riding freight trains, picking cotton when he was just 16 years old. And he didn't have his father's glory. And as you go back in the generations, one morning after God gave me that teaching, I woke up one morning and I began to break generational curses because my great-great-grandfather conceived, anyway, it was illegitimacy and incest and all kinds of things in the bloodline. So I began to break that and ask God to give me glory. And I actually got delivered when I had a good earthly father. So, Lord, I forgive my father that he was not my glory. He failed me, Lord, in so many areas. And, Lord, I thank you that when my mother and father forsake me, you'll take me up. And lift your hands like a little child would lift your dad. Lord, I ask that you come and be my glory. Because I forgive my father. In Jesus' name. Lord, I ask you to come down and fill him with your glory. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I receive it, Lord. I don't think you can walk in rebellion and have God's glory. You can't. You got to walk in submission. So, Lord, in Jesus' name, forgive me for all the times I let the sun go down on my anger and made promises that when I grow up, life's going to be different. Forgive me for speaking evil of my parents, striking my parents, cursing my parents, not reverencing my father and mother. Forgive me for not honoring their position. Forgive me for failing to use my resources to help them and saying that I'm going to give it to God instead. Lord, forgive me for being a shameful and disgraceful son. Lord, in the name of Jesus, forgive me for being a companion of a destroyer, mocking my father, scorning my mother, so that the ravens of the valley could pluck out my eyes. Lord, restore my eyes. The demons that consume my eyes, my spiritual vision, be gone in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask you to purify my heart. Forgive me for making judgments on my mother and father and believing lies that you're just like them. That's a lie. You love me perfectly. You accept me. You conform me to your image. You purify me. And Lord, I choose to give up my life to you, the potter, in the name of Jesus. Now I want you to get a partner and I want you to jerk him on the potter's wheel. Like this. And let your feet come up off the floor. Lord, I jerk her on the potter's wheel.
I got wet when I went outside.
That's all right. No problem. It feels good, I bet. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You already have that turned off, Don. You already have that turned off. I want to show you just a quick illustration on the bitter root judgments. Turn that on and... The one that says bitter root judgments. It says bitter root, bitter root judgments. You know, when we make a judgment, it's like we throw in a ball against the wall, and a physicist would know, you know, with what power and how far the wall was, how much size it would be when it comes back on us. So we make a judgment. It's like throwing a ball against the wall. It's going to come back bigger, more forceful. And the way you deal with that is put the blood of Jesus and the cross of Jesus between you and that judgment. Okay? The next one. When Bill and Sue get married, go ahead, the next one. They each have things they've judged their parents for. They each have expectations of how life goes. And you see the line right here. I'm going to try to get out of the way here. These expectations pull this other person to do that bad thing that fulfills their picture of how life goes. There's generational curses. There's judgments that are coming back where it's going to be like throwing the ball against the wall. There's generational curses coming down in both lives. And so if we, you know, marriage conferences are good because they tell us what we need to do. But the reason it goes sour is because we think it's the person we're living with. When these judgments, if we would each go in our prayer closet and say, okay, Lord, why is this man getting on my last nerve? And then deal with the judgment, then it becomes a blessing. Each of them have things that are blessings, expectations, and judgments. And so the way you heal a marriage is for the man to go deal with the judgments he's made, to break the expectations he's made, and her do the same, and that's what heals the marriage. But most people don't know that. Okay, the next one. Do the next one. And so when they deal with these things, the judgments become blessings. Do it again. I haven't done this in a long time, and I didn't like it. So if we cancel this out, break the generational curses. Okay, next one. Next. Cancel that out. Okay, the next. And see, we get sanctified that way. Okay, the next one. When two people get married, they're drawn to people and people are drawn to them, and they pretty much balance each other like a seesaw. If one person's dealing with their stuff and the other one isn't, either this person out up here will bail out or change. And so it's why it's good for husbands and wives to keep on dealing with stuff so it can stay balanced. Okay? So deal with your judgments. We all have stuff in us that are blessings that will bless the other, but we also have stuff that are judgments that draw those things out. Those judgments are button pushers. Okay, Lord, we bless the food. We come against. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, forgive me for making judgments on my mother and father that I'm reaping back. Cleanse me, Lord, from all defilement by the blood of Jesus. Forgive me for anger, hatred, bitterness, resentment, jealousy, fear, doubt, unbelief. Forgive me for being hysterical, panicking, worry, anxiety, tension, stress, nervousness, hatred, antichrist, rebellion, judgmentalness, criticism, unforgiveness, torture, torment. Go in Jesus' name. We break your power in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. When you feel a release, lift your hands and sing with me. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to bless the food, bless the hands that made it, bless Patty, bless Kevin. Lord, bless Linda, Rhonda, Rick. Lord, bless Sandy, bless Tom and Diane, bless Jane and Benny, bless every worker here, Don and Ada, every worker here at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. Bless this camp, Lord. Bless the board in Jesus' name. Thank you for food, Lord. Thank you for another day of food in America. We give you praise, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Fill me, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control. Bless the Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.